In today's Mishnah, so in the first and second Mishnah from the ninth parak Masech Tanaz, the Mishnah begins, Sagoyim en lehen nezirut, that the concept of a Nazir only applies to Jews, as it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. That's how the parasha introduces the concept of Nazir, so it's only b'nei Yisrael. The Mishnah, however, adds, it says, Nashim adim yesh lehem nezirut. That it doesn't only apply to men, also applies to women, and also to avadim. Now, why is that? The Mishnah says, because it says, Ish o isha, ki afli lindor neder nazir, so explicitly it mentions both men and women. And how do they include avadim as well? That is because it says daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem. The superfluous usage of v'amarta alehem, Chazal understand that also includes an eved knani. So this is a non-Jewish eved. Mishnah then adds, however, there's a difference between a nashim and avadim when they become a nazir. It says chomer benashim v'avadim. That there is a stringency applied to nashim that we don't find ba'avadim, but that doesn't apply to servants. Shehu kofe et avdo ve'eno kofe et ishto. That the master is able to force his eved to, say, violate the prohibitions of nazir against his will. So, for example, he can tell him to drink wine, or he can tell him to become tamemet. For example, he might need him to assist in a levaya or something. Ve'eno kofe et ishto, but he cannot force his wife to violate the prohibition of a nazir. That is assuming, however, the next point. That is, chomer ba'avadim b'shemim b'nashim. We find the stringency ba'avadim b'nashim, which is, shu mefer nidrei ishto, that if he hears his wife make a neder nazir, or he hears about it, and on that day he's able to then mefer, as we've said, put a stop to that neder. However, the master cannot put a stop to ve'enol mefer nidrei avdo. He's not able to mefer the neder of his eved kanani. It continues, hefer the ishto, hefer olamit. If he puts a stop to his wife's neder, then that's the end of that neder for her to be nazir, even if she's divorced from him, or even if the husband, say, passes away. However, hefer la avdo, meaning if his eved knani, makes a neder to be a nazir, and he forces him to violate it, says, no, I need your help to bury bodies and the like, then the Mishnah says, yatza lechir, at the moment he's actually set free, and eved knani becomes an Israel after, once he's freed, then it's mashlim neziruto. He would have to complete his nezirut. The Mishnah continues, avar mi keneged panav, if the eved runs away from his master. Rabbi Meir says, lo yishteh. Already from that point, he would not be allowed to drink wine. However, Rabbi Yossi says, yishteh. So Rabbi Yossi initially might think makes sense. Why? The fact he's run away doesn't mean he's no longer an eved anymore. He's still an eved. He's just not in the presence of his master. And we've said that while he's still an eved, his practices of being a nazir are put on hold until he's freed. However, Rabbi Meir's opinion is he should not drink wine. Why? Because we're trying to make the fact that he's run away difficult for him, according to Rabbi Meir, in order that he goes back to his master. Because if he goes back to his master, he would be, based on this gzera, he would be able to continue drinking wine. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Nazir shegilach v'nondalo shehutame. We have a situation where Nazir has completed his term in Nezirut, and he's already shaved his hair, and he discovers he was actually tame. Then the Mishnah says it depends how we deal with it. Im tuma yadua. If this is known to him, we'll explain what that means in a moment, then he's soter, he has to restart his count, despite the fact he thought he's finished it all. However, im tumat ha-tahom, which literally means tumah of the depth, so if we're dealing with tumat ha-met, that wasn't really known to anybody, but yet was discovered later after he completed his term, say they dug up the ground in a location where he would have been walking, they found some graves, or tumat ha-met that no one knew about, then eino soter. Then in that situation, we have halach mipi kabbalah, then it wouldn't ruin his nezirot. Im ad shelo gilach, if however he is not yet shaved, and then they discovered he was tameh, ben kach, whether it was regular tumah that it was known to somebody, or it was tumah tahom, or tumah of the, we explained this tumah of the depths that no one knew about, then it would still soter. Importantly here, this is according to the opinion, the Mishnah is according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says what really ends his nizirut is when he shaves his hair. However, as we've learned previously, according to the Chachamim, as soon as blood from one of the korbanot has been thrown for him, then it wouldn't ruin his nizirut, as we've learned, and he would simply become tahor from that tumamet and be able to offer the remaining korbanot. So Mishnah now brings examples. Ketzad, what would be a case of tumata tahom, or what's the contrast of this tumata tahom and regular tumah? That is yarad litpol b'mara. Let's say a person went to immerse in a mikvah, and he was tameh, let's say tumat sheretz or some other form of tumah. V'nimtza met tzaf al pnei ha-ma'ara. And after he comes up, he notices that there was a tumah met, or a corpse that was floating in the cave in which he immersed in the mikveh there. Mishnah says, that situation is tameh. There's no question he'd be tameh, he'd have to start all over again. Why? That is because first we're dealing with a case of safek, tumah b'rushu siyachid, so the doubt whether he became tameh in this private domain. And in that situation, so as we've mentioned, I think, in last year, that Safek Tumat Pishus Yachid is considered Tame. We have to treat him as being Tame. However, Nimtza, if it was found Meshuka Bakarka Ma'ara, that it was actually, the Tumat and that was actually found buried underneath this Ma'ara, under this cave, or this place, location where he immersed in the mikvah, then we say, if he's Yarad Lehaker, if he went simply to cool himself off, then he'd be Tahor. So the novelty here is, he's not Tamer at the time, and the Mishnah is saying, even if he wasn't going to immerse in a mikveh, even if he was just simply going to cool off in this pool, so he's not really sensitive to sources of Tumah, nonetheless, since this is Tumah Tahom, he would still be Tahor. However, if he went, now this is exception to the rule we've mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah now, if he went to let Taher mi Tumah Tamet, if he went to the mikveh to purify himself from Tumah Tamet, then that's different now. If you remember, someone who's Tameh, becomes Tameh by Tumah that emanates from a corpse, he would go through a 7-day purification process, being sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th day with the Mechatat. This is water onto which the ashes of the Parah Adamah were sprinkled. And end of it, he was also immersed in a mikvah. In that situation, the Mishnah says, Tameh. That is, even if it's Tumat Tahom, even if he didn't, only knew about it after the fact, and after he'd already been shaved and everything. That is why the Mishnah says, Shechezkat Tameh Tameh Vechezkat Tahor Tahor. In other words, what we do is we simply keep that Nazir on his status, his presumed status, before he came into contact with this or the area that had this Tumat Tahor. So therefore, since he was Tameh Met prior to immersing the mikvah, we keep him in that state. However, Chezkat Tahor, Tahor. In other case, where he was already Tahor, he simply went to cool off in the water. We've said that Halacha Moshe Mesena is this Tumat Tahom will not affect him, assuming it was only discovered after he's had, well, now according to Shir HaChamim, some of the blood from one of the korban not being offered for him. And the Mishnah ends, that says, Shiraglaim Ledavar. The reason why we rely on this Chazaka, because Shiraglaim Ledavar, meaning it's a logical thing, we simply keep a person in the state in which they were already in. So we continue with that Chazaka with their presumed status. That's why, when it comes to, say, Tumat Tahom, that normally doesn't matame a Nazir, that would only happen if the Nazir is already Tahor, and not when he is Bechezkat Tameh. In that situation, even Tumat Tahom would affect him. Those are Mishnah today.